Identify opportunities for connection. You've probably heard advice about connecting with your partner before. It sounds simple, but Jeremy and Allison's story shows it can be tough, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. They were overwhelmed working from home and managing their kids' remote schooling. The Gottmans, experts in relationships, asked Jeremy and Allison when they found time to connect. They were stumped, they felt there was no time. Many couples feel this way. But the truth is, there are chances to connect throughout the day if we pay attention. The Gottmans call these chances bids for connection. A bid might be subtle, like when your partner sighs, it could be an invitation to ask what's bothering them. Recognizing these moments can make a big difference in relationships. For example, when your partner sighs, it could be a subtle invitation to ask what's on their mind. Ways to respond to your partner's bids for connection. When your partner tries to connect with you, there are three ways you can react. You can respond positively by engaging with them. You can ignore them, which is turning away. Or you can react negatively, which is turning against them. Imagine this scenario: you're sitting next to your partner as they browse through articles on their phone. They say, "Hey, this is interesting." That simple comment is their way of reaching out to you. You might ignore their comment or brush it off with something like, "Not now, I'm busy." Alternatively, you could turn toward them by responding positively. You could look at them and ask, "What's the article about?" It's not always easy to respond the right way every time. But it's important to try to acknowledge your partner's attempts to connect with you. These small moments are significant because how you respond can affect your relationship over time. Importance of asking questions in relationships. When you first start dating someone, you're naturally curious about each other. You ask lots of questions and learn new things about them. It's exciting because you're discovering someone special. However, as time goes on, people often stop asking questions. You might feel like you already know everything about your partner. According to experts like the Gottmans, staying curious is crucial for a lasting relationship. Keep asking each other questions to keep that connection strong. But what kind of questions should you ask? Not just practical things like reminding each other about daily tasks. Instead, ask about deeper things that help you understand each other better. This curiosity helps keep your relationship fresh and interesting over time. Improve communication through open-ended questions. Instead of sticking to small talk, try asking significant, open questions. You could ask something serious, like, "What's one of your life goals right now?" Or something more fun, like, "If you could design our ideal home, what would it look like?" Pick a relaxed moment, like during dinner or on a walk, when you and your partner are both comfortable. You can even involve friends and family in these conversations. Asking questions like these can help you learn surprising things about your partner and deepen your understanding of each other. Even after years together, people can still have new sides to discover. So, ask away and keep learning about each other. Express gratitude. Your partner is a fascinating and unique individual who deserves appreciation, just like everyone else. Showing gratitude is simple yet powerful. For example, Joel and David sought help from the Gottmans because they were stuck in a negative cycle of criticism and resentment. They felt unable to make each other happy. One day, everything changed. When Joel and David arrived for their next counseling session, they appeared relaxed and happy. They even sat closer together on the couch. "What's different?" the Gottmans asked. Joel smiled and shrugged, saying, "David appreciated me for making the coffee." That simple thank you made a big difference for the couple. They felt more valued and started focusing on each other's positives. Criticizing is natural because our brains look for problems. But with practice, you can train your brain to notice the good things instead. Pay attention to what your partner does during the day. You might be surprised by how much they help out, like tidying up or getting the kids ready for school. When you see these good things, speak up. Tell your partner you appreciate them. Get used to saying thank you for even the little things. By thanking each other regularly, you build a culture of appreciation in your relationship. It's a simple way to strengthen your love for each other. Give genuine compliments. Saying thank you is a great way to show your appreciation. Another simple and effective method is to compliment your partner. While it might seem obvious, and you may already be doing it or feel you should do it more, it's a powerful way to express your feelings. According to the Gottmans, giving your partner genuine compliments about their personality, rather than their actions, strengthens your relationship. If complimenting doesn't come naturally to you, try this exercise. Think of positive adjectives that describe your partner, like generous, funny, sensitive, or creative. Watch your partner closely and notice when they show these qualities. Then, tell them. For example, say, "I love how generous you are," or "I admire your creativity." If saying it aloud feels too hard, write it down instead. Describe a specific time when your partner was generous and how much it meant to you. Then share what you wrote. This simple exercise can reignite your connection. Also, remember to be kind to each other. It's important. The Gottman's long-term study of couples found that you need 20 positive interactions for every negative one in a romantic relationship. So, compliment your partner right now. Tell them exactly what you love about them, focusing on their personality, not their clothes or cooking. Clear communication with your partner. At this point, you've likely noticed some recurring themes: the importance of actions and clear communication. Your partner has many great qualities, but they can't read your mind. They don't know what you're thinking or what you need at the moment. Miscommunication often leads to tension. People hint at their needs and then feel upset when their partner doesn't meet them. But how can anyone meet needs they don't know about? Many of us struggle to express our needs, possibly due to how we were raised. Men often hide their needs because they've been taught to be strong providers and feel they can't ask for help. Women, on the other hand, are usually taught to prioritize others' needs over their own. Express your needs in a relationship. In a happy, healthy relationship, it's important to express your needs directly without making them sound like criticism. For example, if you need help with cleaning, saying, "You never clean," isn't effective. Instead, focus on your needs. The conversation should be about how you feel and what you need, not about your partner. Start by describing the situation you want to change and how it makes you feel. If the kitchen is messy, you could say, "The kitchen is messy, and I feel overwhelmed." Next, clearly state your positive need and be specific. For example, you could say, "Please help me by doing the dishes." This method helps you communicate your needs without criticizing your partner or expecting them to read your mind. Simply explain your feelings about the situation and tell them how they can help. The importance of physical touch. Touch your partner. We've been focusing only on talking, but physical touch matters too. Touch is really important for everyone. Physical intimacy, like a kiss or hug, releases oxytocin, a hormone that has many benefits. It reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, and helps us feel connected to others. Everyone can benefit from physical contact, but it's different for each person. A person's background or past experiences might change how they feel about touch. Culture also plays a role. In the 1960s, researcher Sidney Girard did the coffee house study. He visited cafes in different cities and watched how often couples touched each other. He counted all touches, even small ones like a man stroking a woman's back or their knees touching. Physical contact and relationships. Cities and cultures vary significantly in how couples interact. For instance, Parisian couples touch each other more than 100 times per hour, while in London, there's almost no touching at all. This difference reflects cultural norms, with some cultures having a preference for less physical contact. It's important to recognize that you and your partner might have different preferences regarding physical touch. If you're unsure, talk openly with them about what makes them comfortable. Once you understand each other's preferences, the Gottmans suggest actively seeking opportunities for physical touch. Even simple gestures like hugging your partner for at least 20 seconds can release oxytocin, which promotes bonding. Aside from hugs and kisses, there are subtler ways to connect physically. For example, putting your arm around your partner while sitting together or touching your feet under the dinner table can also create a sense of closeness. Physical touch should be a part of everyday interactions, not just reserved for sexual intimacy or special occasions. By incorporating regular, affectionate gestures into your routine, you can strengthen your relationship. Importance of regular date nights and relationships. In long-term relationships, it's common to overlook date nights. You might be too busy or tired to go out, or money could be tight. Having fun together often takes a backseat. However, it should be a priority. Date nights should be a must-do. According to the Gottmans, they would recommend it if they could, have fun with your partner. Because that's what it's about, having fun. Enjoying fun activities together as a couple is crucial. Many times, complaints about lack of intimacy in relationships are really about a lack of fun and excitement. So, to bring back the excitement and enjoy each other's company again, try going on a date. It doesn't have to be fancy or expensive. You can have date nights at home. Vanessa and Carlos, during the pandemic, got creative. They had fun in the backyard with their kids, roasting marshmallows over a fire. After putting the kids to bed, they would return to the fire with wine, talking and enjoying each other's company. Committing to date nights wasn't always easy for them. Both worked and often felt tired and stressed. But they realized how crucial it was to focus on their relationship. Vanessa said, "Life was tough, but I decided not to let it affect our marriage. If you want a happy, lasting relationship, keep dating. Make a promise to have regular date nights with your partner, no matter what. If you like, you could even ask them out right now and plan your next date. Don't worry too much about the details. The important thing is spending quality time together, just the two of you, without screens or distractions. Make time for your relationship. That's what the doctor recommends. Key points. 1. Recognize and respond to subtle bids for connection to strengthen your relationship daily. 2. Maintain curiosity by asking meaningful questions that deepen understanding and keep your relationship vibrant. 3. Show gratitude regularly for small gestures to develop appreciation and positivity in your relationship. 4. Offer genuine compliments on your partner's personality traits to enhance mutual admiration. 5. Communicate your needs clearly and positively to avoid misunderstandings and build harmony. 6. Prioritize physical touch and understanding each other's preferences to promote bonding and reduce stress. 7. Schedule regular date nights to prioritize fun and intimacy, keeping your relationship exciting and connected.